never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Saturday morning weather update brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. Today we're going to have cloudy skies. Late this afternoon we may see a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. The high today around 80 degrees. Sunday looks a lot like our Saturday with partly sunny skies. The high around 79 and those late showers.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, dolls.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. And yes, indeed, Jacob Briggs, we have crash landed once again on this north side of the Albia Square. The man cave, that is the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jacob, I always say this is the fastest hour, and I come sliding in here this morning, literally sliding in here this morning, and Jacob does a good job of making sure the back door is open for me, and because I'm literally sliding in here, the mic is getting turns red, and I'm sliding into the seat here in this man cave. But I say it's the fastest hour, but I'm beginning to think this is the fastest weeks. Man, these weeks go by fast.
Yeah.
You know, I think I closed my eyes and I was looking at you, and I close them and open them, and you've got a different shirt on. Now, I don't know if I'm the time traveling or not, but man, this, wow, was it fast, a fast, fast weekend. And then I think about what's ahead of us this week. Oh, my goodness. Man, there is a lot. If you love life, this is going to be a buffet for life, because everything's coming our way this week. Big, big week here. Of course, we got state softball and baseball, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the Rockets qualified. We're going to talk Pat Powers here in a second. We're going to talk to all the guys that are going to bring you the coverage of the baseball and softball coverage of the state tournament. Serenity Kyoto is going to has got both the boys and girls teams qualified for baseball and softball. And then, of course, Sheraton. I can't wait to. I'm going to catch up with Jason Stewart here in a little bit, and we're going to talk with him about this historic run here for the Sheraton Chargers baseball. But that is just the beginning of the topics of the week. We've got Ragbri coming. And on Thursday, this is going to be a massive chains and bikes and sweat, and humanity will take over. The population of Albia is going to likely quadruple. The population of Monroe County is going to likely quadruple in that one day. And did I mention it's the beginning of the Monroe County Fair? If I got this right, Jacob?
Yep.
Is that our week ahead of us?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, if you love life, and we do, then this is kind of like a buffet. You know, I talk about the buffet of wrestling. You know, this is it. This is the buffet of life here. And there is not many more things that we can say from a community standpoint that says and screams Americana and what it is to be an Iowan. And oh, by the way, this morning we wake up and we got some rain. And then here later this afternoon, we'll probably get some heat. And then we'll have a beautiful sunset, followed up with more rain. all the dynamics in a cool day. And then by the end of the week, it'll probably be 105 degrees. Yeah. So we'll have the dynamics of what it's like to be an Iowan. So if you're traveling through and you just catch this voice and you're thinking that voice sounds a little weird, and we're on a country western station and here in the southern Iowa, and you're saying, well, what's Iowa look like? Rolling hills, strong people, a little bit of sweat, a lot of shivering, and a whole bunch of life. And the prettiest sunsets in all the world. And Ragbri is part of that. You know, I think about the Ragbri journey, and it's going to be coming through Thursday, folks. I can't wait. Millage is going to join us here at the end of the hour. Joe Millage will join up, and we're going to talk a little bit about Ragbri, talk about how you guys are going to pull all this off. Because all these softball and baseball games, Jacob Brigg, the maestro behind the scenes, will be, you know, waving his wand and making magic happen. To put all this on the air, and of course, it doesn't just happen. But we're going to talk about it and talk about the depths of the buffet of life we're going to experience this week, and I'm looking forward to it. Cannot wait. Celebrated number 55, Jacob Briggs. Had my 55th birthday, and wow, I was, again, the fastest hour, the fastest week, and I'm beginning to wonder if I'm living the fastest life. And like this week ahead of us, kind of had a buffet life. Man, have I been blessed. Spent the part of the day with my grandson, who's just short of 2 years old. My kids were with me in my office and my family, and really good. One of the things we did, is I took my grandson, who yet doesn't really understand the fullness, not even close to understanding the fullness of what we were doing, but he was spending time with his grandpa, and there's probably nothing better in the world than spending time with your kids and your grandkids. And we went out to Welcome Home Soldier and walked around, and I just blown away, blown away with this beauty and the majesty. But I'm blown away with the ability for us to tell the stories. And I was telling my grandson, who's, a year and a half, who really isn't understanding anything Grandpa's saying, other than he knows he's loved immensely. But I'm telling the story about my good buddy Jim Keller and the vision of the men and women who have put that together. And I just, that was really good. And I think about this life and how it goes by fast and how this week will go by very, very fast. And for the parents and the kids that are going to these state tournaments, and then the broadcasters themselves who are broadcasting it, can we grab that moment on Thursday in this week to take a deep breath and soak it all in and enjoy this buffet life, because we're living a pretty good life. A week ago in the afternoon, on my way to help Jason Stewart, sit outside the fence and watch on the other side of the fence, Albia and Sheraton go at it. We had a brush with the other side of life, where you realize how quickly life can be taken away from your world. And our president, former president Trump's arriving, and that was a. So it was a horrific moment. But you realize, too, in those moments, it was horrific, and, his life was spared. But unfortunately, someone's life was taken. But you realize how fleeting these moments are. And we're going to have a really busy buffet of life ahead of us this week, and we're hoping you'll come along for the ride. And come into town and on Thursday here in Albia, where the Ragbri will be coming through and be a part of it. And you get out to the fair, lots of food, and of course, I'm blown away with the fair. This director that they have, Jacob Briggs, it is incredible. The Monroe County Fair begins July 24th through the 29th, and... And they've got these books around town that talk about the fair and all the events going on, and it is immense. Of course, the Demolition Derby, I think, is one of the highlights of it. The rodeo is going to be there on Friday. Entertainment. Mike Curran's daughter is going to be singing. too. I got a nice, now I should, you know, I should be able to know, but there's so many pieces in this book. I'm opening up the book to try to get, break this out and tell everyone about it, but it's just know that if you carve some time in to go out and beyond all the entertainment aspects of it and always the food, you get to see the work of these young men and young ladies, and it's pretty cool stuff. It, too, all a part about being Iowan. So on this week, when people are passing through, you get to experience it all. And when we come back, Jason Stewart's going to join us. We're going to talk Sheraton Charger baseball, the historic improbable run that they've been on. I think 19 straight wins on the end of the season to qualify for the state tournament. Jason Stewart's going to be there to bring us all that coverage. We'll break it down with him. Mitch Aislik will join us on the line for Sigourney. He's going to be doing the boys and the girls, softball and baseball. How's he going to balance it all out? I know he is multi-talented. We'll check in with him. Pat Powers, the voice of the Rockets, the mighty voice of the Rockets, and our news director right here is going to be with us here in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about EBF and their softball journey as well, because it's going to be a buffet this week, and skinny up to the table. And when you leave here, I think you'll leave a little fatter, as we hope this week will go by very, very fast. The Fast Hour on All Radio will continue after this timeout. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Buckle them up. The ride is about to get going.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Get ready for the most exhilarating event of the summer. It's the Lunatic Promotions Demo Derby at the Davis County Fair. Sunday, July 21st at 5 p.m. Watch as cars collide, crash, and compete for the championship. Tickets are just $12 for adults, $8 for kids 6 through 12. Kids 5 and under get in free. Want to get up close to the action? Pit passes are available for just $25. Don't miss out on the heart-pounding excitement, the Lunatic Promotions Demo Derby, Sunday, July 21st at 5 p.m. at the Davis County Fair.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Now, welcome back into the Coach's Corner. A big shout out to Brock Favorite listening in this morning. Brock, a good buddy of mine's, future football player for the Blue Demons, maybe the Cardinal Comets. I don't know. I'm trying to get him over in the, we're in the Blue. He's going over the Cardinal right now. But hey, Brock, glad to have you listening in this morning. All right, Charger fans, man, you have had a full summer. If you're a Sheraton Charger fan, you got to watch some outstanding softball in one of the most parody-driven conferences in all the state. Come to find out, we've mentioned all year, one of the best conferences in all the state of Iowa, and that's in softball. And then baseball. You know, I think this conference was shorthanded or shortchanged. Sure, maybe shorthanded. I don't know. Shortchanged on its perception of the quality of baseball. Man, people got that wrong. I think people shortchanged the Charger baseball team. Maybe me included. But 19 straight wins to qualify for the state tournament. Man, Shakespeare himself cannot write drama and the storylines any better than that. And a guy that has been covering that for us is Jason Stewart. And Jason, we'll get to those 19 wins and in a little Shakespeare, but let's talk about the great run that was Sheridan Charger softball, because we got to go on a great ride this summer.
Hey, good morning, Jason. Good to be with you. Yeah, both teams, boy, I tell you, it's been quite a summer over here in Sheraton.
You know, Stuart, you know, you think about, we're going to just look back a little bit, because I got to have a lot of fun with you on Tuesday night. I think it was Tuesday. I don't even know. You know, this week went so fast. You know, this is not the fastest hour. This is the fastest week, and it's going to be even faster this week for us. But I think about those three seniors on that Charger team and the impact that they've had, and, you know, that even and EBF is going to have the same type of storyline, because you think about their volleyball and their basketball and then the softball. It's kind of funny how, you know, these things tend to trend. And what I mean by that is, you know, these girls were part of I think it's the year of the girls, you know. What a run they've been on. And, what you know, when they leave their legacy and they put it in the books, it's one that's going to land or stick.
It is, and have them contribute to these programs for as long as they have, right? And when it's not your home team, and when it's a different group coming in from a different town, and you look at EBF, and sometimes you're like, man, how many years has these girls been playing? And that's what people were saying about Sheraton's three seniors this year in softball, with Addie McGee and Abby Dorn and Mackenzie Snook, you know, contributors in different sports. And every time they come to town, these girls show back up and they contribute, and they've been contributing for several years. And you're like, man, how many years are these girls going to play? But it just shows how successful they've been and their tenacious competitiveness. And boy, it showed up on the softball field this summer for the Sheraton Chargers.
Well, there was some absolutely gorgeous sunsets that you got to experience in calling some of those games. And from that sunset, I think those girls put a pretty big shadow upon a program that kind of lived in the shadows this summer. And it's hard to believe, but you know, the boys, I don't think you know, the girls came in with high expectations, and rightfully so, and they delivered. But in that shadow was a baseball team that I think got shortchanged on its capabilities, and then the storyline that was written, and hard to believe, 19, and I think I had this right, Stuart, and of course you will be able to correct me pretty quickly, 19 straight wins to qualify for the state tournament. I don't know, friend. I don't think many people were writing that storyline.
Yeah, 19 wins in a row is what Sheraton is at right now, and boy, that just doesn't happen in high school baseball to reel off 19 wins, and they have just put it together. Solid defense, timely hitting, and just getting the job done. Very workmanlike when you watch this Sheraton baseball team play.
What, you know, there was not a dominating pitcher, but there wasn't one in the entire league, and I think that has gone away a little bit. I mean, don't get me wrong. No, I think pitching's always going to be crucial and critical. But because of the rule change and pitch counts, that one dominating pitcher that can carry a team oftentimes like it can in softball, that wasn't the pedigree of this conference, and it wasn't the pedigree of this team. They had to use it on multiple arms and multiple people to contribute.
Yeah, they've got several pitchers that they can go to and feel confident in. And, you know, one of the pitchers at the beginning of the year, Logan Shore, he's done an awesome job at first base on this run. And so it's just been coming in, throwing their own stuff. And Coach Trenary, has a luxury of being able to throw a couple different guys in on any given night. And they've just continued to perform in the defense. Steps up behind them. I know at one point in the season they were ranked in the top of the state as far as defense behind their pitchers, and I think that's really propelled the Chargers to be able to put this run together. And again, 19 in a row in high school baseball. That stat keeps jumping off the page when you look at that. I mean, it's just doesn't happen very often to win 19 a row in high school baseball, right? I mean, at some point you're going to have an off night, and boy, it's been since June before you can find an L on the schedule.
In a conference that is traditionally baseball tough. This is not, the baseball in Southern Iowa is always been good, and this conference has always been difficult, and to do that, it really is remarkable. The other storylines, what are the other storylines behind this that you think have put them in this place where they've ran off 19? And then I'm going to ask you another tough question, Stuart, and that, does that start to build on you? At some point, this team didn't have a lot of pressure. And I don't think they had any pressure in the sub-state game as well. They had no way along this road were they the expected. But now you got 19 straight, and you're in the dance. And does that change the pressure points?
Well, boy, if it does, they haven't shown it in this run. And you would have thought at some point. Just pulled up their schedule once again just to take a peek. June 3rd was the last time they lost, and that was to Knoxville on June 3rd, and they haven't lost since. And they came back and defeated Knoxville in a doubleheader there a week later. And it just seems like I've heard Coach Trenary say, these guys are just taking it one game at a time. Each game kind of stands alone. And so you look down through the schedule. Last year, Sheraton was in a position they had to go through Van Meter to advance. Now, last year, Van Meter won that ball game. This year, in the sub-state semifinal, they faced Van Meter again. And I think that was something they had circled when those brackets came out. And they kind of wanted to just prove to themselves that they could play against anybody. Van Meter, at the time, the final rankings, Van Meter was the fourth-ranked team in the state. And obviously, Sheraton came out and got a one-run victory. And that one against the Van Meter, and then, of course, win in the sub-state championship against OAB CIG. So puts them in the state tournament, and who do they face? A Pleasantville team that is also playing really well. They knocked off Des Moines Christian, which was the third-ranked team, to get there. So both of these teams, they earned fourth and fifth seeds, which is it's a pretty tough seed in an eight-man bracket, right? Because you win and should be facing the top seed if everything holds. But Sheraton did play Pleasantville earlier this season at the end of June, was a one-run winner. They're at Pleasantville. So you know what Pleasantville's thinking. This is a chance for revenge. It sets up a big game there in the first round of the state tournament on Tuesday at 1:30.
And you will be there to bring the call. Is this your first trip to the state tournament?
Yeah, it is, and it's interesting. 1A and 2A go to Carroll, classes 1A and 2A. Those state tournaments are hosted by Carroll, Iowa, at Merchants Park. 3A and 4A go to Cedar Rapids. So this will be the first time to go visit that ballpark for me in Carroll. And we'll be bringing you the action at 1:30 on Tuesday.
Going to be a great time, Jason. I know Charger Nation has certainly got their chest out, and they should be very proud of their summer programs. And the entire year's been a good year for them sports-wise. But I'm certain that knowing Millage, he's got a big party plan to send him off. Tell us a little bit about the send-off. I think that's important. A chance, too, for our Charger fans to go over and celebrate with their kids and a big moment.
It is, and you're exactly right. They've got a pep rally planned for Sunday tomorrow at 5 o'clock on the Sheraton Square. You'd expect, nothing less than a big crowd to send these boys off, and Sheraton likes to celebrate. And so they'll have, I know there's going to be refreshments served. I think the booster club's going to be set up there so you can get the freshest Charger gear to head on up to Carroll on. And it looks to be a great celebration there tomorrow. A pep rally planned on the Sheraton Square at 5 o'clock to send them off And then the Sheraton Chargers, we'll see what they can do. Pretty exciting times. I think there's a lot of confidence going into this game on Tuesday at 1:30 in Carroll.
Well, it's going to be a great ride. It's been a great ride. 19 straight and counting. And Jason Stewart, you'll be there to bring it all to us again on Tuesday. And Tuesday, when the Chargers win, because we are the eternal optimist here, then what's on deck next? And is it like softball? You're going to have guaranteed two games regardless?
No, they do it a little bit different in baseball. So win and you play on Thursday is when the semifinals are for Class 2A. So win Tuesday, you're playing Thursday, and then, of course, the championship game would be played on Friday. So it'll be, you want to talk about a quick week when things line up like that. the week will definitely go quick. But, yes, semifinals on Thursday after Sheraton, if they can get past Pleasantville. They will play on Thursday.
19 straight wins, a little Shakespeare being written there, and some a beautiful drama as a summer of baseball and softball has been good to the Charger fans. And Jason Stewart, I know you'll be good to us on Tuesday to bring it all to us. 1:30, the opening pitch, and Jason Stewart will bring the call to all of us. Thanks for stopping by this morning, buddy, and enjoy the send-off tomorrow. That'll be a great time to celebrate over there in Sheridan.
We'll be looking forward to it. Looking forward to everybody tuning in on Tuesday. And until Tuesday, go Chargers.
Jason Stewart, the voice of the Chargers. He'll have it all for you 1:30 on Tuesday. And we will take a timeout. We're going to come back. But you're going nowhere because we've got Pat Powers in the house. We're going to talk Rockets softball. And the Rockets have been red glaring all summer long. And Pat Power is going to be there to bring you the state softball coverage for them when we come back to the fastest hour on the fastest week. That is the Coach's Corner.
If you're in the market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Splash at Hucks Harbor at Fun City Resort. Hucks Harbor Outdoor Water Park is now open daily, 11 to 7 all summer long. Come check out the slides, lazy river, splash pad, or take a dip in the pool. Everyone will enjoy the snack shack and adults will love the tiki bar. $12 daily admission or $5 after 5 p.m. Get a buy $10, get $10 Game Bucks card that's good through November with every paid admission. Splash into fun at Hucks Harbor, Fun City Resort, Burlington.
Save big money on all your projects now at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got all your hauling needs covered. TowSmart designs and manufactures durable steel towing products that resist rust and corrosion. Save big money on TowSmart products when you shop at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
1015 Transit is your public transportation provider in Southeast Iowa, where every ride is open to the public every day. Whatever the reason, 1015 Transit is for you. Atumwa Rides, Monday through Friday, $1 per ride. Oskaloosa Rides is free on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. 1015 Transit Demand Response covers 10 counties in Southeast Iowa. When you need a ride, don't hesitate to contact 1015 Transit. Like us on Facebook for schedules and times. 1015 Transit, transportation where you need to go.
When it comes to your health, quality matters, and so does convenience. At Lucas County Health Center, they're committed to providing you and your family with the care you need close to home. Everything from doctor's appointments to total knee replacements, they have you covered. Learn more about the services at Lucas County Health Center by visiting lchcia.com. Lucas County Health Center. Better health starts here. Always caring, always home. Lucas County Health Center.
I just
just love that riff.
And that's a Dire Strait. Jacob's just really good at dropping the dimes coming out of the break. And Money for Nothing. Pat, I think that's going to be your theme this week, buddy. you have nothing to do this week as a news director, and then we're going to send you away in the midst of maybe one of the busiest weeks of the entire year. Ragbri State or the county fair, and oh my gosh, Southern Iowa just is. Life just decided it was going to have a buffet on us.
Well, yeah, but getting back to Jacob, he's just a youngster, and he's playing those great tunes. That's what I tell you what, that is phenomenal.
Wait, that's not an old tune, is it?
It is.
No, wait a second, because that is not a classic. That is not classic, because I am not that old to have a classic that I was, that I heard for the first time.
Yeah, so the Rockets, I'll tell you what, Jason, they floundered a little bit in the middle of the season. They were on the struggle bus around 8.
Floundered.
They were 8-8.
You look at the record, but this is the whole thing, Pat, and we've been saying this all summer. Floundered because they were in this conference of parity where, and parity is not always a compliment. You know, it's like, saying there was a lot of parity of height in that room today, and I'm in there.
Right.
Well, that doesn't mean you got a very tall room. I'm just saying. But in this conference, the word parity was a compliment to how good because I was looking at even Albion and Sheraton's records. They weren't like normal years where one team was running away with something.
Right.
Right. But you're right. It was a little. It was a. It didn't look like the trajectory was going the right way.
Good point. Good point. As they finished out the season 14-5.
Yeah.
So you got to tip the cap. They turned the tide, so to speak, to finish out very, very, very strong. You know, you look at their last five games, beat Collins Maxwell. Collins Maxwell's in the tournament there at State, 1-0. And then this odd game that they played just before 4th July, they beat Pleasantville 13-11. There was a boatload of errors. And then, lo and behold, the tournament starts. They took care of Van Buren in fine fashion down there at Keosauqua, 11-1. And then a big game beating Cardinal on Cardinal's home field. Beautiful facility, by the way. Shut them out. 4-0.
Yeah, and here's a Cardinal team that led the conference.
Oh, yeah.
And
they only had 4 losses on the season.
Correct. And I think in that game, Cardinal wins that ball game, they're in the state tournament.
Very good possibility. You know. Very good possibility. Yeah, Tony Fenton said such.
Yeah.
He said this winter is going to be going to state. And he was a prophesizer. I tell you, he hit the nail on the dinger. So
the nail on the dinger.
Yeah,
or the dinger on the nail. Which one is it? What is a dinger, by the way? You're going to have to help me out here,
hit
Pat.
Hit the nail on the head. He hit it on the head. So that ball game against Cardinal was really amazing. Rockets got out to a 2-0 lead in that first inning.
Yeah.
And kind of punched him in the mouth. And then defensive-wise, they were phenomenal on the defensive side of the ball. And you know as well as I do, Jason, defense wins those games that are tight. And lo and behold, that set up that old Des Moines River Conference battle between EBF and Pleasantville. And it was a barn burner as well as the Rockets gave up a 2-run home run in the 4th inning. That was in the top of the 4th inning, and Rockets were able to scratch back with 1 run in the bottom half of the 4th inning. But lo and behold, I think the play of the game, believe it or not, was in the 4th inning. Rockets had a runner on second base, and there was a line shot that was bouncing, and Laney Batterson was the batter. It hit the first baseman. Ricochets over to the second baseman as they drifted over to the left, bless their heart, and grabbed it and threw it back to first for the out. And I say that because that runner on second had a big, big jump, you know, right at the crack of the bat, and that would have tied up the game. So Rockets were down 2-1. And finally, they were able to scratch some action in the bottom half of the 6th inning. They were able to push across a couple of runs as Kate Schaefer scored. Megan Lobrick scored, and how they go is how the Rockets go. And they were able to get those runs across. Stranded a person on second. Sadie Yeager was on second as she had that RBI to tie up the game and go ahead as well. And lo and behold, then on the defensive side, Jason, in the top half of the seventh inning, the first batter got out. So you always like to see that first batter, you know, get out defensive wise. But then their number seven hitter was able to get on base with a walk. And you know as well as I do, those walks kill you.
Oh, yeah. You're sitting in the dugout as a coach. You're like, oh.
Yeah. And then the next batter, the designated player, got on and moved the runner.
Now the stress is building.
Yeah. So we're looking at second and third with one out. Number nine batter comes up, strikes out. By the way, Lainey Batterson, freshman pitcher, not known for her strikeout. She had seven on the night. So that brings up the top of the order, Ella Clark, who's...
with runners
in
scoring position.
Yeah,
and
time.
Yep.
The crack of the bat was heard, and lo and behold, it was a line driver right to... Well, I said right to, but Megan Lauberg had to veer to her right, made a backhand grab for out number three to secure the victory, and that was phenomenal.
Well, you going to read some Shakespeare to us? That's about... I mean, just, you know, I think about... Coach Finn, let's talk about him for just a second.
Sure.
Because I just had so much admiration. You know, as part of some of the outstanding coaches we have in this conference. But he is Mr. Consistent. I mean, death, taxes, and Coach Fenton getting a team to play great. I don't know if he wants me to put him in that same category, but I just did. But he's, consistent. And that, it, to me, is like, sometimes a school will have a team.
Yep.
Because everything flies together, falls together, and it's just a really good group of God-gifted athletes come together at one time.
True.
And then there's coaches who build programs, who defy the odds of having a single season that's really good because you were gifted with great athletes. And in a small town, to have consistency like that, it speaks highly of the ability to develop and create a culture of winning and a program. And, he's the epitome of that. And I see that around the conference as well.
I've worked with him several years, and it just amazes me, his sports mind. Basketball.
Yep.
State tournament, softball, been to the state championship game not once but twice. Of course, that record-setting 17-inning game against Iowa City Regina where Rockets had the lead in the, top half, the 17th inning, and then couldn't shut the door with two outs. Iowa City was able to get the victory. I mean, that was a game that was for the records. It wouldn't surprise me if he'll make another run this particular year.
Yeah,
they'll
no doubt
face a Northeast team that's 27-7 on the season, and they've got some statistics that are kind of eye popping, and the Rockets are going to have to play very good defense.
Well, that we've seen, right?
Yes.
And I think the sound of the ball hitting the bat and going to the fence, the offense will sell the tickets, but the defense, it will win you those things called championships.
You are exactly right. So,
of course I am. I'm on the radio right here, and everything I say has got to be right. Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, but I look at the stats, and they've got a tremendous amount of sacrifices. So to me, that tells me they play small ball. And the Rockets had a defense set up against Pleasantville as well as Cardinal to take away that small ball. Hopefully it'll continue. We'll see.
Well, you'll be there bringing it to us. And we have this great problem. This week of buffet,
it
of life
is a
buffet, because we're stacking, and we're going to talk Mitch Eslick here in just a second. Eslick, not Eastlick, Eslick, because I do this to him every time.
Yes.
And how I can mess up his name, because he is a great broadcaster, by the way, and
he is.
Right, and does a great job, but I'm the opposite of that. So he gets names right when he calls them, and I will mess them up, and even the guys that I work with. So sorry, Mitch. Anyway, but we're gonna have Sheraton, Sigourney, and EBF all going nearly at the same time.
And so we might as well give a program note.
Yes.
EBF.TV will be audio only, but we will start up the pregame probably around 1:30-ish and start talking baseball.
On Tuesday, correct?
On Tuesday, that's right, up there in Harlan and Hazel Rogers Park.
Yep.
Don't forget about Hazel. And then the beautiful facility. By the way, I grew up 25 miles away from Fort Dodge, and so I saw that initial drawings and layout, and it's like, holy mackerel, this is phenomenal. And you as well, you've been up there, you've called a championship game and championship winner, and you know how beautiful of a facility it is.
It, it's going to be a great week, and you guys got to get that started right. I know that there's one thing that EBF, along with all of our small towns here in Southern Iowa, we know how to do, and that's celebrate our kids and our community, and I'm certain, as I just use my psychic powers to read through, you're going to tell us about a great send-off.
Yes, it's going to happen tomorrow, Sunday, July 21st. There'll be a send-off at 1:30 p.m. at EBF Softball, and they'll have two games, no matter what. If they lose, they'll play again on Wednesday. Yeah. If they win, they'll play again on Wednesday. So EBF Rocket Softball is not done yet.
We'll be hearing Pat's voice on Tuesday and Wednesday, for sure, either way. And then, Pat, have you got your bike chains all greased up? Are you gonna leave Fort Dodge and join the caravan coming here through here on Thursday?
On I'm afraid so. I will be in the house, so to speak. I think it'll be a phenomenal activity here in Albia.
We will make it fun. All right. That is the absolute outstanding voice of the Rockets, Pat Powers. And we'll take a time out. Mitch Eslick will come back here, and we'll talk with Mitch about Sigourney. He's just got two teams to cover. Yeah, he's got nothing to do. In this busy week, it's going to be a buffet of life. It's all going to be coming your way as we come back to the fastest hour on all the radio on the fastest week. That is the Coach's Corner.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia, inviting you to our 2024 annual meeting on Monday, August 5th at CVC headquarters in Albia. From 4 to 6:30 p.m., members can drive through and receive a membership gift and a meal prepared by Cater to You Too. At 7 p.m., the meeting starts, where you will hear from cooperative leaders and receive election results. Drive-through attendance prizes include various amounts of bill credits, and one grand prize of a $500 bill credit will go to a lucky winner. We also offer mail-in voting prizes, too.
If you're in the market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hoekstra Chiropractic knows every commercial driver on the road today is required to take a DOT physical for their CDL license. Not having proof of your DOT physical can keep you from getting your CDL renewed, and that means you're off the road and not making any money. Don't let that happen to you. I'm Dr. John Hoekstra in Oskaloosa and perform DOT physicals. I accept new patients and will work with your schedule. Call 641-672-0150 and make your appointment today, South 16th Street in Oskaloosa.
Have you been putting off repairs on your John Deere equipment? Do you keep telling yourself that it'll wait till next year or will run a little bit longer the way it is? Well, stop stalling and start saving at Sinclair Tractor. During our Bring Back a Deer Friend promotion, we'll give you 10% off parts purchased as a result of an inspection if your equipment is 4 or more years old and hasn't been serviced in the last 24 months. Give us a call or stop by today for complete details. Offer ends October 25th, 2024, valid on select equipment. Buckle up for what's next at Sinclair Tractor. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com.
When it comes to your health, quality matters, and so does convenience. At Lucas County Health Center, they're committed to providing you and your family with the care you need close to home. Everything from doctor's appointments to total knee replacements, they have you covered. Learn more about the services at Lucas County Health Center by visiting LCHCIA.com. Lucas County Health Center. Better health starts here. Always caring, always home. Lucas County Health Center.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hi, welcome back in. Back into the Coach's Corner. Let's jump on the phone line. Sigourney Kyoto. Hey, man, they've had a year. A year, and a guy that's been there to bring you all the coverage, Mitch Eslick, joining us on the phone line. Mitch, in the new world of AI, I've been thinking about how is it possible Mitch is going to be able to do both baseball and softball nearly simultaneously. And so I'm certain that Joe Millage has somehow come up with an AI version of Mitch to duplicate this. because I don't know how you're going to get it done.
Thanks for having me this morning, Jason. Always fun to come and talk to you guys. You know, Joe, what we know, Joe can do about anything, but yeah, I think he's still, you know, we got a few prototypes trying to get out there for that. We definitely don't need two of me, that's for sure. I think most people agree one's enough. Some would say that's too much. Yeah, it's certainly a good problem to have. You know, it was a real bummer, unfortunately, on Tuesday night that on Monday, those awful storms we had postponed the girls' game, and then unfortunately, they were scheduled for the same time. So we stayed in town and did the girls' game on Tuesday and had updates pouring in from the baseball game on Tuesday. So we hated to miss that baseball game, but at least they both play on opposite days on Monday, Tuesday, and then if they both win, they do play the same time on Wednesday night. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But it's a great problem to have, and the success that those teams have had has been awesome.
Well, I think there was expectations for both teams, don't get me wrong, but certainly the girls came in with much more attention to them. So we'll save them for the back half of this. Usually ladies go first, but let's jump to this baseball team. Tell us about this baseball team and maybe describe how they got here, and then and maybe break down the contest that you're going to bring us on Monday.
Yeah, they've had a phenomenal year. I mean, they got out of the gates really well, had a couple of really good non-conference wins. Fairly early in the conference season, they lost the one conference game to Linville Sully. That's who they're going to play in the quarterfinals of the state tournament as well. Like I said, we'll get there and talk about that in a little bit. But, they lost that game early, so it kind of put them back a little bit. They dropped out of the rankings, and then they just kept plugging away. Didn't lose another conference game, really challenged themselves at the end of the regular season with some good non-conference teams and kind of got themselves sharp. They played a Lone Tree team in the tournament early on, and they kind of struggled for a little bit. You could tell there was kind of some expectations there that they had. And then you could almost just kind of feel them free up a little bit when they got through that one. And then played really well to beat BGM at home, and then pulled the huge upset over Burlington Notre Dame, who I think was ranked second or third in the state to get to the state tournament. So they've never been to the state tournament before. They've got a couple of seniors who have been a part of the starting lineup for, 4 years now, and Jake Moore and Reed Molnax, a couple kids who, football-wise have been key cogs. Unfortunately, Reed tore his ACL last summer after baseball, before football started. And, for him to get back and to be able to be a big contributor to this state run is awesome for him, because he missed out on, he would have been a key part of the football team this year, and he probably would have had a chance to make state in wrestling as well, and missed both those. And so happy for him to get back. And then, we got the Clareham boys, Caden and Chase, who have been really big pitching-wise for us. Caden is one of the top hitters in Class 1A as well, and, he's probably a first-team All-State kid and has been someone who's really, elevated this group to the point where they can make it to the state tournament. And then, Isaac Bruns, I know we'll probably talk a little bit about what his sister Ella did as well. They both had, huge, and ultimately game-winning hits to get your team to the state tournament on the same night, pretty wild.
Yeah,
he had a big three-run home run on Tuesday night to help that win. So, it's just a real team effort. And in baseball, you got to. In softball, same person can pitch every night. Baseball, those pitch limits, you can't just have one pitcher, and they've gotten some consistency from their arms, and then they've hit just enough here to get themselves to Carroll this week.
Let's talk ladies, because this team came in with high expectations. I think they move into the state tournament, and this is a team I think that can come home with some hardware. Both teams can, but don't get me wrong. But this team came in, this girls' team came in, the softball team, with immense expectations.
They did, and when you've got the Gatorade Player of the Year on your team, when you've got the best player in the entire state on your team, and she's the pitcher, you're going to have a chance every night, And Carly's you know, for all the expectations that she's had all year, you know, that weight on her shoulders, she's been even better. I mean, statistically this year than she's ever been. You know, she's hitting over 500 at the plate. You know, all we talk about her gaudy numbers, you know, pitching wise, which they are. You know, she's hitting it really well, and she's been phenomenal. But you know, it's not just her. You know, in these tournament games, and they've had a couple of, you know, what I would call white knuckle, you know, games just to get themselves here to the state tournament. You know, they survived. They had to score a run in the seventh inning to beat Highland in the regional semifinal, and then it took 11 innings. They were down to their final strike against Wapello, down 1-0 in the eighth inning on Tuesday night. And it was, you know, it was some of the other kids. It was a huge at bat on Friday in the semifinal from Ava Finneran and Devin Smallwood, and then it was Danny Aller who got the big hit to keep him alive, and then, you know, Ella Bruns, the eighth grader, who delivered the huge single to win the game at the end. So it has been, obviously, it all starts with Carly. I mean, she's, you know, in softball, pitching is everything, and she's, you know, she's kept us in every game all season long. And then, you know, the supporting cast has really gotten more comfortable, I think, as the year has gone on, and they provided some huge hits. And I think the confidence up and down the lineup. You know, we haven't even talked about Josephine Moore. She's one of the, you know, top hitters in Class 1A as well, and I think has 10 home runs on the year. And so the supporting cast has really gained confidence. I think that they've got about as much confidence as they've had all year. And it's a team that, you know, the last 2 years have been beaten by the state champion by one run. You know, they lost to Twin Cedars in the regional final 2 years ago. They went on to win state, and then last year they lost in extra innings to North Lynn, who went on to win it. So they know what it takes in Fort Dodge to get the job done, and I think that, you know, that first game is going to be huge. They've never won that first one, and they can get over that hump. I think they can win it all. So it'll be a huge first game for them on Tuesday night.
Well, I know that, something that you guys know how to do over there is celebrate your kids and the community. I'm guarantee that you guys got to send off. Tell us a little bit about it and how we can join you guys to bring all this coverage.
Yeah, you know, we're planning on being with you on Fender Country on Monday. We'll be there a little before, you know, the game's at 1:30. I'm not 100% sure. I should know this. That's a good question on what the actual, like, when they're meeting and sending them off. You know, I'm not a Facebook person. That's probably where that information is. So I get left behind on some of that stuff. But, we'll before, you know, 7:30, on Tuesday, we'll be with you on Thunder Country for all of it. So we'll definitely be there. You know, I know that, you know, you just talked about the community support. You know, it was an incredibly cool scene on Tuesday night. You know, the boys played in Fairfield, and their game actually got over earlier because the girls' game went 11 innings. So as the girls were celebrating, they brought a big, you know, the police escort back into town, and they brought them to the softball diamond. And, you know, the girls ran out there and got to, you know, get a big, celebration with everybody together, and bunch of pictures and, you know, all that stuff. And so that was a really cool scene. I mean, that's a, you know, probably a once in a lifetime deal that you'd have two of your teams qualify for state on the exact same night, and they got to celebrate together, and the community got to be there. And so just a once in a lifetime memory for coaches and players and parents, and pretty cool stuff. And I think that they've got a good chance to create a lot more memories this week in Carroll and Fort Dodge.
Well, you'll be there to bring it to us. Mitch Eslake, the outstanding voice of Sigourney, just what a year that you've been a part of. And I got some good news for you. It's going to be safe. We have made sure that the dump button is on if Lee Crawford happens to join you in the broadcast. So we will not be needing any jail sentences for anybody.
We hope Lee's busy all week with baseball. So we did do softball together last year, and we hope he's game planning for semifinals and finals, and it's just me. But yeah, there's a chance that we could leave slide on there for some softball, especially if they're the ones that make the deep run. But I know he's hoping he's going to be busy formulating lineups and pitch counts and all that stuff all week. So he might be a little busy, but it's good to know we're prepared.
We're prepared regardless. All right. Have a lot of fun, and congratulations. What a great ride you've been a part of.
Always fun to talk to you, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Hey, a quick timeout, and Joe Miller's going to finish up the hour with us as the Fast Hour on Radio.
It's about to get in the books. But a buffet of life ahead of us this week. And when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Welcome back in as we wind down the Fast Hour, and going to get Joe Millage on the phone line. Mr. Millage, I just got to know, have you got the saddle leathered up? Because if you're going to be in the saddle this week, are you going to be on the ride, the rag by ride? And if you have you conditioned the backside? Because it could be that could be the most difficult thing to overcome in a week on a hard ride.
I got a 5-gallon bucket of anti-chafing powder, so yeah, we're ready to go. By the way, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jason. I want to make sure you got my gift card to Glory Nails. I wanted to make sure that that got to you. But yeah, we're getting ready for Rag Bright. We're headed to Glenwood, Iowa today. We're going to dip the back tire into the Missouri River and hope we can make it at least 5 miles up those southern Iowa hills.
And you're going to be here on Thursday.
That's right. We roll into Knoxville on Wednesday, and then Albia, the big pass through town on Thursday. It's going to be a great time to showcase and show off Albia. Well, really all of southern Iowa. But, yeah, lunch town, meetup town is Albia on Thursday. And I hope I've got legs left to walk after all these hills of southern Iowa. For the first part of the ride. Yeah, we look forward to seeing you.
Well, it's going to be a busy week here, so a great decision, a great executive decision to take the week off and go for a blown bike ride.
Absolutely. I need an e-bike. You can borrow your e-bike.
You're going to need more than the 5-gallon bucket of shaving cream to get you back here. So we'll see you on Thursday, buddy. But, the station's going to be busy.
Not shaving cream.
Oh, I thought you needed to shave first. That's one of the first things you do when you're swimming or biking, they tell you.
Oh, well, that's true. Reduce the wind load.
That's right. Well, man, busy week here. We're going to be busy at the fair and baseball and softball. And you just enjoy your long ride, buddy. That's the Fast Hour already. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner. Have a great Saturday.
The only...